So I'm Jill here with LaSalle College Radio, and today we have Young Buffalo on the phone. We're excited to have you here. How are you?
Doing good. We're on our way to Baltimore right now.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. So what is the meaning behind the name Young Buffalo?
It started as Jim, the other songwriter in the band. He was doing some solo demos and like right after high school, and he used to call me Young Buffalo when we would text each other, and when he started doing his solo stuff, he just used that as the name, and when we got together, we tried to think of another one, and we couldn't come up with anything better, so it just kind of stuck.
That's cool. So at what age did you start writing songs?
Me and Jim started writing songs when we were 13 years old. We were in, like, 8th grade.
Wow, that's pretty young.
What
did you guys start writing about mostly at that age?
At that age, it was just pretty much joke songs, like, nothing serious, or it would be about, like, girls we knew. A lot of our songs were, like, named after girls we knew.
Yeah.
None of them were good. Like, we still have all of them recorded, but hopefully nobody ever hears them because they're real bad.
So how did your band come together?
Well, me and Jim played in a high school band, and that kind of ended around, like, right after senior year. And that's when we started writing songs separately. And him and this guy that used to be in the band, Alex Hardberger, got together, and Jim told Alex he wanted to get me in on it, so they brought me in. And from there, we had a show. That was, like, the first time Young Buffalo came together. And a week after we got together, we had our first show, and we've been playing ever since. It's a different lineup now, but that's how it came to be.
That's pretty quick, having a show right after a week.
Yeah, there's video footage of that show, too, and it's not good.
Oh.
But well, it was fun.
So who are your influences?
We definitely love, like, Big Star, David Bowie, Smith, Animal Collective, Panda Bear. There's a ton. We've been listening to a lot of Paul McCartney lately, so mostly older stuff, but some new stuff, like Tobias Jesso Jr. and The War on Drugs, to a whole lot.
That's great. Is there somewhere specific that you go to write your songs, like a comfortable place, or...?
Not particularly. I mean, mostly we just write our songs at home. Sometimes we write separately, so I'll write out at my house, or Jim will write at his, or sometimes he'll come to my house. I live in a cabin out in the woods with our keyboardist, and it's really nice writing out there because you can be as loud as you want, do whatever you want, because there's, like, no neighbors. But that's where we normally write.
It seems like a peaceful place. So right now is a pretty exciting time for you guys. You just released your first full-length album, House, correct? About like a
mm-hmm.
month ago?
Yeah, March 3rd.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what's the meaning behind the album name?
It was kind of like, I would say it means like our house, like where me and Will live, because that's where we demoed everything. And it just got to be, it's also kind of like we're the most comfortable where we've ever been as a band, and the record kind of felt like we were coming home, I guess. So that's really the meaning behind it, as far as I can.
Great, cool. I've been listening to the album, and I love it. One of my favorite songs is No Idea.
Nice, yeah.
What was your inspiration for that song?
Let me ask Jim, actually, because
sure.
he wrote that one. Jim said that his inspiration was that he wanted to write a really positive vibe song, and that's what came out. He wanted it to be inspirational.
Oh, nice. I watched the music video also, and it looked like a lot of fun.
That's probably my favorite video we have. It was just funny because we didn't really know they were making it. They had sent us a treatment, and... that mentioned something about a robot. I remember reading it, and it just said, like, there's going to be a robot in it. That's basically all it said. And we're like, well, that sounds like it could be cool. And then a month later, they sent us the video, and we're like, well, here's your video. But we loved it, though, so we didn't have any complaints at all.
That's awesome. Yeah, it seemed like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So you guys have been on tour since around February, correct?
We did like a week in February, and then stopped by in March, and some one-off festivals. And now we're on tour for a month and a half with the band Matt Pond, PA. But this is going to be tonight at Baltimore's third show.
Wow. So how's the tour been going for you guys?
Really good. So far, the two shows we played, the crowds have been really good. We've been like selling a bunch of merch, so everybody's really responded to it well. So it's been fun.
That's awesome. I'm sure you guys are like busy all day, every day with the tour. What's a typical day like for you guys?
Typical day on tour is like we wake up in either in a hotel or on somebody's floor, and then we have to drive. It's been an average of about like 5 hours a day. And we get to the venue, unload, sound check, try to eat some quick dinner, and then like we play first every night, so then we play and we watch Matt Bond, and then we load out, try to go get sleep, because we've been waking up pretty early every day. So it's kind of like nonstop all day, but we're going to have a few days off that we're going to be able to see some cool stuff, so it's not going to be too stressful.
Yeah, sounds good. Do you guys do any like good luck rituals before your show or any kind of things like that?
Sometimes we sing our version of The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, but I cannot sing it on the radio. but that's our kind of good luck ritual thing we did.
Where has your favorite place been so far to play?
So far? The Pink Lair in Cambridge has been my favorite so far. It was a really nice venue. Everybody there was super nice, and the sound was great. There was a really good crowd, so that was my favorite place that we've played so far.
Do you have any favorite songs that you like to play the most?
I really like to play Speakia, which was like the first single off the record. And then recently we've been playing one of the songs called Old Soul. That's really, really fun to play live. Those are my two favorites.
Do you have any like funny or memorable moments from the tour so far?
So far, not really, because it's only been about 4 days, but we got like a month and a half left, so I'm sure we're going to get into something.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
What kind of things do you guys like to do when you aren't on tour or writing music?
When we're home, we all have jobs when we're home, and so we'll work or like hang out at our favorite bar in town is a place called City Grocery. We'll go there. If we're doing outside stuff, we've been fishing lately, and like we're trying to get a group together when we're back to go kayaking down a river. So just kind of stuff like that.
That's awesome. What are your plans for when you guys are finished with this tour?
We're gonna try to just get another tour as soon as possible. And basically we're just going to try to tour as much as we can for the rest of the year. And I think we're going to try to go back over to Europe in the summer and fall. And then after we're done touring, we'll probably start writing again for our second record.
That sounds great. I'll be looking out for it.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like that's all the time that we have. Did you guys want to say anything to your fans or like how to find you online or how to get the album?
Yeah, the record is on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. You can find some of the tracks on YouTube. Just and that's Young Buffalo, and the name of the album is House. And I just want to thank anybody that buys it and comes out to support us on tour. And thanks for playing our music, too.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for joining us on LaSalle College Radio, and good luck on the rest of your tour.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you.